Mohammed from Misrata and a member of this temporary committee for Misrata. You know, we make one committee to run the city during this situation, and I'm a member of this committee.
Can you talk about the military activity by Gaddafi forces today?
Military forces, they are still, you know, Misrata is besieged since now 35, 36 days, and Gaddafi troops came close to the city, and they are attacking the civilian people from morning today, from 8:30 in the morning till now, 5 minutes ago, we hear the one tank snake bombing the city. They are continue keep people worry and suffering and bombing from time to time, every 15 minutes, 20 minutes you hear, and they are just bombing school, houses, clinic, however, you know. So also we have suffering from the snipers. We have on the top of our main street, Tripoli Street, there's a lot of snipers. They put them on the top of the high building, and they shoot any person they can see, you know. So this is the situation. They continue like that since now 8 days.
Can you tell me the exact location, as best you know, of the Gaddafi forces that are actively involved in shelling?
The tank is located in the east entrance of Misrata and the west, and also some of them in the near the center, near our main hospital, which is under repair now since 2 years. Our main hospital is under repair. This is what we call Tripoli Street. In the beginning of Tripoli Street, when you come from Tripoli to come to Misrata from the highway, on the right side there is our main hospital. So their location in that close to that hospital, and east entrance and west entrance. This is the location of the tanks now.
And can you tell me exactly where they are located, specifically around this hospital?
In the night, they're in the front of the hospital and around. But in the night, they go inside the hospital. This is under repair. The hospital is under repair, but there is fence, you know, and surrounding by the hospital. There's nobody in this hospital. Nobody lives there because this is under repair since maintenance, under repair since 2 years. So they're few tanks, they go inside, and some troops, they go inside in the night to the hospital, you know. The others, the thing which is in the east, there's one place, administration place, and 1 yard. In the night, they go to this place, this building is for the electric company. We have electric company. They're using this as administration building. And in the night also, there's one before an old army store, not camp, but a store, you know. They put some equipment there, so they put the tanks there beside this building, so they are using to sleep in this building, and they put some snipers on the top, so to protect them, and they put the tanks and some tanks there. I think in Misrata we don't have that much tanks. We have almost between 11 to 15 tanks, the total, you know, what we have in Misrata, you know, what they are making now our life miserable, you know. They fire the houses, civilian, school, clinic, private clinic 2 days ago. However, today they fired close to our port. You don't know. You don't know who. My house was bombed 2-3 days ago. A lot of houses, you know, I can't see that for the photo. You don't know. You don't specific point or the, most of the target was a civilian and public, you know, building. And in Misrata, we don't have any military camp in the town or nothing, you know, in Misrata, you know. So they are just bombing most of the building as civilian building, you know. We need to stop the supplier of this troops. They are getting supply from Tripoli, to stop the supplier, to cut their supplier line, you know, and to try to deal with this tanks, which is Misrata. They have to find some solution. I don't think that European forces or United or a state, or they should have some technology, you know, some to deal with them. They cannot keep them killing the civilian every day, continue like that. I'm sure that they have some technique or some way to deal with these tanks. They are closer to the city, or at least give us something to protect ourselves. At least to supply us with some heavy weapons or with something anti-tanks, you know, things. We can deal with these tanks. I mean, if we are, we can got something to deal with them, I think we are able to finish this matter in 2 days or 1 day even. But they have to help us. At least if they can't do it, at least they supply us with something, you know. It's only not that much. It's not that much tanks, I think. It's between 11 to 15 tankers. And if we got some enough things, we can deal with them, even ourselves.